Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
The cannon has just gone to start the race, and everybody is beginning to roar frantically. Just at the very head, we have Emma M2, who are pushing off very nicely, but they are followed very, very closely by St. Edmund M1. When I say very closely, there's still quite a bit of a gap between them, but there may well be a bump there, but not for a while yet. We've got frantic shouting from all the boats involved as the Edmunds M1 are just passing me now. Behind them, with quite a bit of water in between, is St. Cat's M2. It doesn't look like they're in danger of bump, nor look like they're actually going to get a bump, but everything could change later on in the vision, as we shall find out. Behind them are Churchill, who were bumped by Cat yesterday. They are powering on. Again, there's quite a lot of a gap between many of the boats back here. Doesn't look like there's too much bumping action as yet, which is quite surprising, to be honest. But I say, everything could change. And we're going to go to Rob, who looks like he sees something.
Yeah, as you said, there's not much bumping action near you. Up near me in the gut, St. Edmunds are closing in on Emma M2. It's looking like, in fact, there has been a conceded, I believe. I think, yep, they have indeed. Jepson and Emmanuel are going towards the bank, and St. Edmunds have overlapped them and got the bump. And just coming around first post corner now are Churchill, looking very strong. Now that that bump's happened, they'll be going for a row over and trying to make it all the way home. And then, not Churchill, St. Cat's. Churchill are being closed down by Hughes Hall, who are who have just come around the corner as well. Churchill really pushing it now as Hughes Hall. The kind of gain on them, there's maybe half a length in that as Hughes Hall push on. Oh, there has been another concedence. It looks like Lady Margaret has conceded to Magdalen, just as they've come around the corner. So Claire Hall now rowing away, and Lady Margaret just getting bumped there by Magdalen. Molly, was that you saying you had something for us?
No, it wasn't. I haven't got anything. I can see Emma has just tucked in, but maybe back to you, Rob, if something's happening down your end, because it's quite calm.
No, of course, apologies. It was, the crowd is obviously getting very, very vocal in my ears. Peterhouse have just rounded the corner, and it looks like in hot pursuit of them is first and third M3. Peterhouse rowing, trying to get away. Looks like first and third, there's maybe, very, very close, less than half a length in this. First and third really straining. Peterhouse really, really trying to get, trying to get away.
To Molly.
Oh, Molly, what have you got for us?
I just want to say, I think we've just had a bump by Hughes Hall bumping Churchill. Churchill seems to have just conceded. They stood up their hands. Hughes Hall were charging very quickly. We've actually got a bit of controversy down this end. We've got Churchill, we thought, put their hand up and conceded. But they are continuing to row, and there's a bit of, the Cox is arguing, trying to say she didn't. But the official on the side says he thought he saw her concede. Yep, Churchill have tucked in now. Hughes Hall are being pursued by Claire Hall, who are going on to but Hughes Hall have pulled in as well. So Claire Hall just pushing on nicely. I think, maybe back down to Rob if something's happening down there.
Yep, just round of the corner. So coming up to you was Peterhouse being pursued by first and third. Peterhouse were just holding them off as they turn the corner. But coming down to you soon, I believe that probably it looked like a bump was almost inevitable there. Just coming past me now is what looks like Trinity Hall being pursued by Anglia Ruskin, both going very strongly. Anglia Ruskin in hot pursuit, about a length and a half in that, so not particularly close, but it's all about endurance now and seeing how far they can go. Potentially Juana Zebina, I can't see Jesus or Magdalen at all. So Juan, has there been a bump of those two down there by you, do you know?
I'm just trying to work that out now. It looks like there are four boats, as far as I'm aware, that have been pulled out to the side. So it looks as if very, very, very early on in this division, there were two bumps. But I'm just trying to figure out who they were. The one that I can see is Darwin. So did anybody see anything of Wolfson? Rob?
I was just having a look. I cannot actually see anything of Wolfson at the moment. Pulled up near me, we have Emma, we have St. Edmunds. Of course, the top two, St. Edmunds running into bump, Emma and go to the top of that division. Then further just around the corner, it looks
like... Molly.
Yeah, Molly, what was your first?
I was going to say, I've got, I think, Fitz is very close on Darwin right now. I can't see because they've just head around the corner. But it looks like Fitz might be bumping Darwin. And just gone past me now is Peterhouse, I think. No, not Peterhouse, Kit Hall, who are being chased very, very, as you can see, I'm running, being chased very much on their tail by Anglia Ruskin. It's got a bit of distance in between, but Anglia Ruskin are pulling away hard. And I'm afraid, I'm not sure what happened with, was it Fitz and Darwin? Must have been. Who just whizzed past me there. But it's all looking very exciting further up, so I'll try and find out for you.
To Rob. One. Oh, go. Oh, sorry, go to Rob. Go to Rob.
Well, I was just gonna say, the bump inevitability that I saw between Peterhouse and first and third, I've just run around the corner and Peterhouse have unfortunately been bumped for the second day in a row, so I just missed the bump in action, but they have now pulled up having been bumped. Juan, what did you have for us down near the start?
Yes, I think I can confirm a bump that happened right at the start of this race. That was Wilson being bumped by Darwin. Wilson were just tucked around the corner, but they've come back now looking very dejected, which suggests that they have been bumped by Darwin. Did anybody see anything of Anglia Ruskin, by the way, Rob?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So Molly,
yeah.
I saw Anglia Ruskin chasing Tit Hall. Yeah, that's what they were doing. Very nicely, just around the corner. I'm not sure. I'm trying to run around the corner and find out what happened, so I'll let you know. But back to you, Juan.
Right, I think I'm going to go to Rob, actually. Rob, can you say anything else?
I can't know. I believe that is probably almost all of the bumps having taken place. A bump frenzy, if I dare to say it. These may be wrong, but provisionally, from what I've been able to jot down while all the bumps were happening, I've got St Edmunds M1 bumping Emma M1 to now be the top of the M3 division. I'm not 100% sure about Church and St Catherine's. I believe there was a bump there. Hughes Hall and Clare Hall I managed to lose and don't know. But Magdalen M2 bumping up on Lady Margaret. First and third M3 bumping up on Peterhouse M2. Darwin M2 bumping up on Wolfson M2. And Jesus M3 bumping up on Magdalen M3. And so the real question is whether Trinity Hall managed to hold out off against Anglia Ruskin. That was really the long haul for those two there as it became a proper race to the finish line.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.